Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Now ADT professionally installs Google Nest products so your home is safe and smart. Google Nest cams can tell the difference between a person, an animal, and a vehicle. Mm. Or with Nest Doorbell, even a package. I can't tell the difference between those things. That's incredible. And with Nest Aware as part of your monthly ADT service, you get 30 days of event video history. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Chrissy. Say hello to Conan and Sona.
Hi, Conan. Hi, Sona. This is unbelievable.
Wow, Chrissy, you are a dose of caffeine right to the heart. You've got a little Conan pop doll there. That's fantastic.
Yes, that and a Conan face.
Okay, well, just be be careful, Chrissy, because all Conan memorabilia is made very cheaply, and it's all 100% asbestos. So
yes, it keeps them falling down.
Yeah, it could explode. In flames at any moment. Chrissy, where are you right now?
In Baltimore.
You're in Baltimore.
Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay, yes. Very good. Yeah. And tell us a little bit about yourself, Chrissy.
I am a dental hygienist.
Oh.
And yes. And I loved when you talked to Jack Black all about when you go to the dental office, you never wait. You just go in and say, I'm here.
Yo.
And you just get in the chair.
That is my, that's my attitude. I like to walk into places and say, I'm here and I'm ready. And I do that in emergency rooms. Other people will be severely injured. And I just like to walk in and go, I'm here. I've been on television for 3 decades and I demand immediate treatment for my slightly ingrown hangnail.
Just like when the Invisible Man was on.
Don't bring that up. Chrissy, you sound like someone who listens to the podcast
lot. Every Mondays and Thursdays are my favorite days. I started running. I was training for a marathon, and I tried listening to the classics like The Scarlet Letter, and no, it was nothing.
Wait, you were jogging to the novel The Scarlet Letter?
Yes.
Yeah, no one.
And I wanted to jump off a bridge the third time that they discussed the letter.
Yeah, no one jogs to Hawthorne. you can't.
I can see why.
Now listen, you can jog to Emerson or Thoreau, but you can't jog to Hawthorne.
No.
You just can't.
No, you can't.
So
I started listening to you guys, so I feel like you run with me. I feel like you're with me all the time, and I absolutely love it. It's been fantastic, I tell you.
You know what we should do is if you listen to this while you run, let's all give her a little inspiration while she's running right now. When this comes out on the next whatever Thursday, she will hear us inspiring her to run.
You got this, Chrissy. Yes. You got this.
Come on, Chrissy.
Come on, Chrissy. Let's go.
Chrissy.
You got it.
I listened to Bill Hader again, like the second time, you and Bill Hader.
Yep.
And it was a 10K, and I came 11th in my age group. And then I did a 6K and didn't listen to anything, became third in my age group. But
wait a minute.
You guys just.
Well, yeah, wait, this
wait
doesn't
a minute.
Check
Hold
out.
On.
Chrissy, maybe you should go back to Hawthorne.
Chrissy, what you're saying is that when you listen to me and Bill Hader, you come in 11th. When you listen to nothing, you come in third.
Yes.
So why are you?
Well, because I'm laughing. I'm laughing.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well,
yes, yeah.
That's a problem. Yeah, you know, we have some people, this is nice, but I've had a lot of people tell me that they get in trouble or they get thrown out of the gym because they're laughing at the podcast, which is a compliment.
Yes.
But I guess when you're wearing earbuds and you're laughing loudly, you look insane.
Right. Yes. Yeah. It doesn't take much for me to look that way anyway, but that does put me over the edge just a bit when I come up behind somebody and I'm laughing. And Matt and Sona are so stinking cute.
Hey! They're good. They're downstairs. I don't know. I think they're sleeping.
She's mine's out on a walk.
Yeah.
Oh, is she? Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, she's alone. Walking. Yeah, Matt's yeah. daughter is out alone wandering.
She's walking.
Yeah. And Sona hasn't seen her children in weeks. She's not really a hands-on mom, but that's her way. Well, this is exciting to talk to you because, you know, we love doing the podcast, but it is really nice when we talk to people that are really listening to every episode and apparently listening really closely for the hidden satanic messages that we put in there. You know, and I'm glad you're a dental hygienist. I was at my dental hygienist and I was complaining about tooth pain and they yes. found an abscess. They found an abscess on my back molar and I just had root canal. And so,
so it wasn't your sinuses.
Wow, you're good.
Wow.
I am so good. I'm all over this.
At first, they didn't see any sign of any decay. So they thought it might be the sinus. And so I followed that course of treatment. And then it just came back with a vengeance. And I said, nah, it's the tooth. And sure enough, they found out. So I got a root canal 2 days ago. And I'm feeling good now. I recommend everyone go out and get root canals if you need them or not, because they're fantastic. It's really good. And you get some great.
Thank you. Yeah. People love that. Well, I tell people all the time when they have their mouths open to listen to you guys, because it's so funny. That's the first thing I talk about the podcast.
Do you get a lot of resistance from people? Or are they like, I fucking hate that guy?
No, I have sharp instruments. There's no resistance.
I love that. I love that. You're converting people to our podcast by pretty much torturing them the way Laurence Olivier did in Marathon Man to Dustin Hoffman.
Is it safe to listen?
Do you attend the university?
Good boy. Chrissy, you have an encyclopedic memory for media.
Yeah. Do you seem to know your movies, Chrissy. Are you a movie?
Yes.
Are you a movie, Beth?
Oh, Turner Classic Movies. I belong to the wine club.
Wait,
tell us about this.
Harold Lloyd.
Wait.
Oh.
Harold
Lloyd,
Turner Classic Movies.
There's a wine club associated with Turner Classic Movies?
Yes. Yes.
Wait, so what are the wines? Are they themed a certain way?
They'll come and you can kind of choose what kind of wine you like. And then I get like a case every week. Every couple weeks.
Now we're talking.
And it is, and they'll have something on there. And, you know, just like the voices when you say hello, you know, by the dancing around the mulberry bush or something, you use all the old movies. I love all the old movies too. So
wait, I didn't know what you just said. That was Harold.
When you do the whole thing about State Farm and you start singing, by the sycamore tree.
Okay. God, I don't know what you're talking about. And then I realized it was nonsense I've said. But wait, so this is basically you love old movies and then you found a way to combine alcohol with old movies.
Right. Yeah.
So how do they choose that? Because Turner Classic Movies getting fast and loose these days. I saw like Cannonball Run 2 is on there now. Is there a wine for that?
Not yet.
It's a boxed.
I'm hoping they're making it.
It's a very mediocre boxed wine
by Jamie Farr.
Yeah, it's a Jamie Farr Beaujolais. I have a question. Do you think they'll ever do? This is just a side thing, but I wonder if there'll be a wine club for like Saturday morning cartoons for kids. You know what I mean? So you can.
Those
don't seem to cross over, but
right. Well, yeah. I'm just saying.
I'm gonna have a couple grandbabies, so Saturday mornings might be a good time to pop open a bottle and, you know, chill out with them.
Get them started early. Yeah. I always say.
You know, wait, the wine.
Bugs Bunny. And somebody.
Yeah. The wine is for the kids or for the parents watching the kids.
Depends
and
on how they're acting.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Just a little tip for you new parents. You know, sometimes a little little rum on the gum settles them down. You know what I'm saying?
It works for daddy.
It works for daddy. Enough for daddy, and I don't care what the kids are doing. Nothing brings the family together like a large two-topping pizza. It's the perfect way to celebrate any occasion. This happens all the time at my house.
Yeah.
I say, kids, let's get together. Your father wants to tell you stories of his childhood. Nobody comes running, all right? But guess what? When I get one of those two large two-topping pizzas at Domino's, suddenly everybody wants to hear from daddy. At Domino's, you can carry out large two-topping pizzas for just $6.99 for this week only. No limit on number of pizzas. You know, what toppings do you like? I like pepperoni.
I like pepperoni. I like olive. I like bell pepper. I like mushrooms. I know you don't like mushrooms. I like mushrooms.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have to out me as a no mushroom guy, but okay. Domino's Pizza. That's the way to get the whole family together. And this is a great deal. Visit Domino's.com or use the app to order your large two-topping pizzas for $6.99 each. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited-time offer. Valid 4/22 through 4/28. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Hey, check it out, Sona. Peak Design. I want to talk about them. They make travel gear that adapts to any trip, designed to help you create, commute, and explore.
That's nice.
It's incredible. Gear that's known for being meticulously engineered, ruggedly designed, responsibly made, and guaranteed for life. Guaranteed for life!
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's like a wedding vow.
Yeah. Oh.
It's incredible. They sent us this backpack. It looks really nice. It's a nice color. It's got a tech pouch. Keep all your cool tech stuff in there. Yep, well, that's nice. These guys are funny. They put the Mac and Me DVD in here. Paul Rudd will be thrilled. It's incredible. But I never travel without the Mac and Me DVD. I like these guys. Peak Design. And if you want to find out more, visit peakdesign.com/Conan for 20% off your first order. That's massive.
That is pretty good.
And then you can hit the road knowing you got Peak Design with you. There's no better traveling companion. I just made up a little catchphrase for them. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together. And then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere. Endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money. Or you can go after their fortune-changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. If you're being honest, no one really knows what you do for work, especially if you're in B2B. That's a business doing business with other businesses.
Oh, I didn't know you knew what that was.
I know exactly what that is. B2B, I use that all the time. Businesses doing businesses with other businesses. Fortunately, LinkedIn has a network of professionals who get what you do, and you can reach the right people who matter most to your company. LinkedIn has over 1 billion members on its platform, including 70 million decision makers.
That's good.
Since LinkedIn members are regularly updating their work history, you can precisely build a target audience by job title, industry, company, and more. Start reaching the right people for your, get ready, B2B business with LinkedIn ads. Gets even better because LinkedIn will give you a $100 credit on your next campaign.
That's crazy.
Yeah, just go to linkedin.com/Team Coco to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/Team Coco. Terms and conditions apply. I get to say this again. Listen, LinkedIn, the place to be, right?
That's cool.
Business to business.
That's really cool.
So you're a runner. Good for you. You know, can I ask you a quick question? I am a rather tall gentleman, and I've had people tell me, a lot of people, because I started running recently, and people are very vocal that I shouldn't be running. I get that a lot. They're like, you can't be running. You're 6'4". You're too tall. You're too big. You can't be running. It's bad for you.
Well, look at a giraffe. They have long legs and they're quick and they can run.
Yeah. Look at a giraffe.
Or that thing. What was that thing you used to talk about outside of the used car lots?
Oh, those inflatable socks.
Yeah, you see those jogging all the time.
Yeah. Chrissy, you just made me feel like awful. You said, look at a giraffe. Look at a giraffe. That freak of nature runs.
Yeah, look at
Why
Slenderman.
Can't you run?
They're perfect.
Yeah, if Slenderman can run.
I'm short. So it's easy. My legs are like this long and this wide. So
right.
You just, you know.
So we should run together. We'd be a funny duo, you know?
Yeah, that'd be great.
So what, you're a runner and it looks like so, because you've got great energy. Do you get that? Do you hear that a lot, Chrissy? You're very,
yes.
You have, you're like a nuclear powered person. That's the sense I get from you. You know that you have a lot.
Yes.
And I love that. I commend you on that.
Well, thank you. Yes, I've been diagnosed with hypomania. I have the maniac part, but not the depression. So that's what I.
Whoa.
Oh, this took a dark, I'm sorry, this took a dark turn here, Chrissy. Oh, thanks a lot, Conan. I've been diagnosed as hypermania. I'm a complete maniac.
But not depressed.
Have you? That's good. You know, a little
mania is coming through, though.
Yeah. We're getting,
don't worry.
Oh, okay, take it easy, Chrissy. Easy on the wine, Chrissy. You know, alcohol is a depressant, so maybe that helps balance you out. Maybe
a little bit,
maybe that's
yeah.
why you have a case of week while you're watching old silent movies.
You got to, you know, they kind of pair them up with the silent movies.
Yeah.
So they'll tell you, oh, okay, so if you're going to be watching the silent movie this week, do the Harold Lloyd, the Petite Sirah.
Yeah, that makes
that's
sense.
What it is.
Yeah, man, Turner Classic Movies is really going for it.
I think it's clearly just a front now.
I know. I don't think they're making any money on the movies. And so it's clear that they have figured out a way to, hey, you know what sells well? Alcohol. Let's move some alcohol. Hey, it's Jimmy Cagney month. Make sure you get your Pinot Noir.
Yeah, get your arsenic and old lace weed.
James Cagney. Yeah. James Cagney, I have a huge poster of him in my basement. Like as soon as you go down, it's like Jimmy Cagney down there.
Right.
Angels with Dirty Faces.
Ooh, that's one. You know what? You know? That's one of my favorite movies as a kid. Angels with Dirty Faces.
I bet. Yeah.
Yeah, I love
best.
That film.
The ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not spoilers. No spoilers.
okay, I won't.
But wow, you're quite the character, Chrissy. I'm going to give it to you. You are a nuclear energized runner who has an encyclopedic knowledge of our podcast. You are a dental.
Oh,
you are a dental hygienist who bullies people into listening to us. You drink way too much while you watch Turner Classic Movies. You have mania, so you go downstairs after you've had a lot to drink and you shout at a Jimmy Cagney poster.
Yes,
I
you got it.
I love it all. Well, what can I do for you? Do you have a question for me, Chrissy?
Well, I think one of the questions that I wanted to ask you is if do you like seeing your dental hygienist? I mean, now that I found out that you had your root canal and things went well, I'm glad. But I was just wondering, do you like, because now all my patients love that I will talk about this podcast. And one of the things that does help is I use all your funny lines. So people do get more comfortable when they sit in the chair.
Wow.
So
I'm glad to know that I have funny lines.
Matt and Sona do
good.
Too.
Good, yes.
Matt comes in, man. You got some real good ones. I like when you talked about finding a cousin between the walls or something. Something was dead in your house.
Oh,
God, I barely remember that.
Matt's very funny. He comes in with some very good, sharp quips. And Sona very reliably tells me I'm an asshole. And people love that.
Love it.
Love it. and an idiot and a fool.
She doesn't.
No, no. We have a nice thing going here and we have a really good time. I'm going to say, I don't know if anybody gets excited about going to a dental hygienist, but I do feel the difference. And the big thing that I've noticed is the way they scrape tartar off your teeth. I've always thought, when are they going to come up with a better way than just taking an ice pick and scraping it tartar?
Yeah.
You'd think they would come up with a hypersonic wand that they wave around your mouth three times and all the tartar falls out. But
that would be good. That would be good.
It feels like tartar removal has not changed at all in 600 years.
It hasn't. Maybe the instruments have gotten a little smaller, but other than that, we're still banging it off, you know, kind of things like that.
Oh my God, you're jackhammering now. Have you ever done any improv? Because you have very good space work, Chrissy. You're good at miming.
I know.
Have you ever gotten up on stage? Probably. I bet you charge the stage all the time and have to be restrained.
I do. One of your manic
episodes.
Stolen piano bars. I've been kicked out of there. Can I go up on stage and sing? And they don't like that.
Oh my God. That's so cool.
Christy, I see why you're a fan, because you and I are very similar in some ways.
Yeah.
We may. So, yes.
The center of attention. Yeah, people know when we walk in a room.
Oh, you bet they do. You bet they do. And if they don't, God help them. God help them. Jesus Christ. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Christy, let's hear it for dental hygienists. Let's hear it for people who run.
Let's hear it.
Seriously, they do a good job. They get rid of all that tartar. I suspect when I leave, they've saved my tartar and sold it on eBay.
I would be selling it. I'd be making things out of it. Creating maybe a necklace.
You know what I might do? I'm gonna send you my tartar and let's see what you make. Oh, come on. Tartar's not so, it's not something gross. It's just. It's,
the whole thing is disgusting.
You can dye it. Maybe make it color.
Stones. Yeah, make Chrissy. A little. Come on, Chrissy. I would love it if you made a Conan doll out of my tartar, and then we tried to sell it on the internet, and we said it was to raise money for a good charity, but then basically it was just so you and I could buy wine and watch the movie Yankee Doodle Dandy with Jimmy Cagney.
Oh, my favorite.
Chrissy, I love talking to you. You are really fun. You're a burst of goodwill, good energy. Keep listening to us. We'll be thinking of you out there on the jogging trail, frightening people as you laugh maniacally and listen to the podcast.
Well, before I go, I do want to thank you. It was a very hard 3 years for me, and you guys had started this, and both my parents had passed away.
Oh, sorry.
And so I would go at run was my therapy. But I started putting you guys on, and I knew that on a Monday and then on a Thursday that things would just be better. Oh. And you guys helped me through a tough time. So I appreciate it greatly.
Christy, that's a real gift that you would tell us that. And I'm sorry you've had a tough, I'm sorry you've had a tough 3 years, but you are a really good soul. And I think your next 3 years, I seriously think your next 3 years are going to be a lot better. I think good things are
definitely.
Coming
it's
your way.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to come see you guys live. You have to do another live show.
All right. Well, let us know. You know what? We're going to take this. I think I very much want to take this act on the road. So,
How big is that basement?
Yeah, exactly. You let us know, cause I'd like to say hi to you in person. So, when we go on the road, we'll figure out a way. I want you to talk to our people after we're done recording this, and so that we have your info, because I'd love to say hi to you in person after a show. That would be really fun.
Right. I feel like you guys are my best friends, and I keep on thinking about the babies and how people are.
So nice.
I mean, it might be silly.
It's not silly.
Really,
it's not silly. We are. You know what's nice? This is, for better and worse, this is who we are. So whatever you're picking up on is real. And, so that's really nice. And so it's nice to know we have a real friend out there listening. So thank you, Chrissy.
Yeah, you do. Absolutely. I love you guys.
All right. Take care. You take
thank
care.
You. Thank you for all you do.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
Oh, she's so nice.
Oh. She's love lovely. Her.
She's great. Better than you guys. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, she
Come
is.
On.
Well,
yeah,
she just
she
is.
She can hear this. She can hear
I
this.
I mean, you know what? You're
she's
not wrong.
She's listening to the whole thing.
She's not
thing.
Wrong. I mean, I take a Chrissy over a Sona any day. She's got positive energy. She's not.
Mine too. I leave. Am I supposed to?
Oh my God, she's still here.
Oh shit.
Oh, Chrissy, what if we had gotten off and I had said, oh, Chrissy's insane. We're not airing that one. She's clearly.
Hi, I'll leave the room.
She knows. She just doesn't want to leave.
Chrissy! Chrissy!
Oh my God.
Leave breakout room. Leave meeting. I don't know where am I leaving. I'm leaving and then going. I don't know what I'm doing.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan, with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.